is what I
need. Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello and welcome to Healing Academy, all of you, on this 28th day of July 2022. I'm still trying to get over the year 2000, and here I'm 22 years later. It's absolutely amazing. Time is really moving. You know, and God mentioned that. He said, in the end of days, knowledge would increase. And are we seeing that? He spoke about that in the book of Daniel. Are we seeing knowledge increase? My goodness, you can't buy a phone today. A month later, it's obsolete. You need to upgrade. It's just so quick. And then he said, people will run to and fro. Absolutely amazing. Time is flying. People are running around. We can fly to a different continent in a matter of hours. It's just absolutely amazing how time is flying, how knowledge is increasing, and how God knows all about it all. That's what I like about God. He knows everything. We're never caught. Amen. As you know, we're going to be streaming live from our studio at Christ Family Church Synergy. As soon as we got that completed and all the lighting correct, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're working on that now. I thought maybe it would be this week, maybe next week, but definitely I believe by the week after. And the good news is we can have a live audience. You can come there, sit in there, get involved in the meeting. We're going to have interviews. I'm going to have different people on there. It's going to be awesome. I want to talk to you about something that is pretty important to understand, and not only understand, to take care of. And that is when God doesn't seem to answer. Ever had that situation where I've prayed, I've petitioned, I've been in my closet, I've been in the Bible, and prayer or God doesn't seem to answer my prayer? Don't know about you, but I've been there. I've been there a bunch of times. And what we've got to do is we've got to keep going back to the basics. We've got to keep going back to the basics. So I've got 5 points for us to check in our heart because of unanswered prayer. Amen? And God's given us many promises, and we need to grab a hold of those promises and apply them to our lives, people's lives around us, children, our children's lives, our grandkids' lives, our brothers and sisters, our uncles and our aunts, our co-workers, people we meet in the street. We need to apply these principles of the promises of God to our lives and others. Amen. And so when results are not forthcoming, we need to do a checklist. And I'm going to give you this checklist in a moment. And I want you to do this checklist to uncover why there's a delay in the answers. Amen? So the word check, when I say a checklist, the word check from the dictionary is this: to examine something in order to determine its accuracy. I'm checking on something. I'm examining it to check on its accuracy, on its quality, on its condition, or to detect the presence of something. That's what the word check means. That's powerful. So when you're checking something, you're examining it to determine that it's accurate, that its quality, the condition of it, or to detect the presence of something. In this instance, the presence of doubt, unbelief, fear, whatever it might be, we're going to check up on our own selves. Amen? And this is going to be good for us. I don't know if you know, I worked for De Beers Industrial Diamonds, and we had a section called R&D. Now, most of you know what R&D means. Some of you don't. But R&D means research and development. So you research a product and then you develop it. So what I'd like us to do today is research and find out where we're at. Amen? Research our faith and then develop it from there. So we're going into a time of R&D, research and development. Does that sound good? So we're taking stock of some stuff. We're doing R&D, research and development, and we are locating ourselves. Because when you find out where you're at, you can always make the necessary adjustments to move you forward. Now, the first thing that you're going to check, I need you to do this, and I'm going to put it the way that I wrote it, then I'll explain it to you. Number one, write these down. Please write these down because this is vitally important for your well-being. Number one thing and item to check is check your heart. Everybody say, check my heart. I'm excited about today because this is so good to be able to take stock and make the necessary changes. Amen. And so, number one, check your heart. Go to Psalm 66 and verse 18. Please take notes. Open your Bibles. Flip on your phone. Whatever it is, if you're not watching on your phone, flip on your phone. So Psalm 66, verse 18, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And it said, if I regard sin and baseness in my heart. Watch it now. If I regard sin and baseness in my heart, that is, if I know it is there and do nothing about it. Wow. You know, I've always said, and I've said it to the church, and I'm saying it to you, I've said this before. When you're born again, the minute you do something wrong, you cry out to God, oh, God, forgive me, and you try your best to repent. Repent means change your mind, turn from that thing. Now, we can say sorry all we like, but if we don't stop, you know, there's an issue there. But if our desire is to stop, it may be addictive. So that's a good sign when you feel, oh, God, why did I do it? I shouldn't have done this. Please forgive me. And you do it again, you know, but you really are sorry. You don't want to do this, but it's got a hold of you. That's a sign of salvation. But if you've got sin in your heart and you don't even try to control it, you don't try to stop it, you just wantonly go through it, and you do it on a daily basis or however often, if you are regarding, listen, it says, that is, if I know it is there, sin, and I do nothing about it, the Lord will not hear me. Did you get that? The Lord will not hear me. The voice translation says, if I regard sin, if I entertain evil. See, there's a difference by being tempted with evil. You can take those thoughts captive. But if I entertain the evil, you see, here's how it works. The devil knows a seed sown can be planted in the soil of your heart. Your heart we're talking about now is your soulish realm. If you study it out in the Concordance, heart means soul. Your soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. We understand that. So if I'm regarding sin in my mind, amen, because my spirit, man, it cannot be my heart if I'm born again, because I cannot regard sin in my heart, because my spirit and Christ's spirit become one. The two become one. My spirit is perfect. It's righteous. But I regard sin in my mind, which dictates to my body, or my body can dictate to my mind. Amen. So if I'm regarding sin in my mind, so let's say the thought comes, what can it be? The thought to steal something. And you're sitting there, you're lying in bed, or you're sitting in your office, or you're driving in your car, and the spirit comes, you know, if I take that thing, nobody's going to know, and it's going to resolve a whole lot of issues. It'll solve my problem. And that thought comes, and you don't say, now, I'm going to take this thought captive according to the obedience of Christ Jesus, who died for that sin. And his being obedient to Christ says, if you love me, you'll obey me, do not sin. Do not steal, do not covet your wife, your brother's wife, etc., etc. So if I regard this thing considered sin to God, considered evil in God's sight, if I meditate on it, if I entertain it, start working out the ins and outs of this thing, how I can do this, and, you know, it's not going to harm anybody. How will it hurt the company? You've got so much money. If I just take this $1,000 and I skim it off the top, they don't know. You're regarding it, you're entertaining evil. And that becomes the problem. But when the thought comes, yes, how the best way to do this, I'm telling you, he said, take those thoughts captive. So when the thought comes, and you don't know where it comes from, it might be yourself, might be the devil, someone might have told you something, but an evil thought ultimately is the devil's thoughts. Okay, man? Now watch out. I said, K-man, that's amen, and is that okay? K-man, new word for us. So now watch out. If I sit there and I meditate and I'm thinking, okay, I can do it this way, you know, it's not going to hurt anybody. I mean, they a billion-dollar company, what's $1,000 or $2,000? They're not even going to know it's there. After all, I do the books, whatever the situation. It might be watching something I shouldn't watch, right? I'll just watch it today. You know, it's not going to harm anybody. And then you eventually say, my body, my choice. Whoa, now you're stepping on dangerous ground. Hello. So now watch it. So I say to myself, now that is not from God. It does not line up with his word and his will. Therefore, I'm taking this thought captive. As nice as it is to sit there and think about the thing, there's no right for you, and you have no right for a timeout. The devil will zap you. So what you do is you say, no, I command that thought and I take it captive. Get out in the name of Jesus. Now, that thought is going to persist. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You should wave at me, do something. That thought will come back. You'll get it out and you'll be about your business and boom, all of a sudden it's back. And it's like taking, I've said this 1,000 times, it's like taking someone prisoner that doesn't want to go to jail. Have you ever seen those car chases? They've got 300 police cars chasing them in a rinky-dinky car held together by tape, and they're speeding at 70 miles an hour thinking they're going to get away. They don't want to get caught and go to jail. Well, the same thing is applicable to the thoughts in your head. He said, take it captive. If he means take it captive, that means I'm going to use force against this thing, and he's not going to want to go. So you get the thought out. You command it out. You replace it with the thought of God that says, no. God said, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, whatever. And you just start thinking on something good, something positive, something righteous. You think on that. And all of a sudden, that thing comes back. Boom. Any of you ever been there? You're waving at me. Look, Miriam Dickman, Brenda Hill, David William Palm, people are waving. They've all been there. You've all been there. I've been there. You've been there. You're going to go there again and again and again, right? To gossip about someone, just to tell somebody a problem is about someone else is a sin, right? God hates gossip. He hates people to separate brothers and sisters. And so, and you want to tell someone it's a tasty morsel, but you get it out, you refuse, you say, no, I will not do it. In the name of Jesus, I'm standing on the word of God, and the word of God says thus and thus. Death and life is in my tongue. I will not do it in Jesus' name. I will not go ahead with this action in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasin,